Welcome to Profit. I'm your host, Cindy Broad. Today I'm joined in beautiful downtown Vancouver by our second guest of our episode series of our new vodcast. And just for FYI, our vodcast is a video podcast, and we're very pleased to be rolling out this new series for you. Richard Penn joins me today. He is the CEO of Black Tusk Resources, and Black Tusk trades under the symbol TUSK on the CSE. Thanks so much for joining me today, Richard.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so to get us all warmed up, part of our new series, we're doing rapid fire questions just to sort of get you loose and in the mood of being able to answer questions about the company. So you're up for this?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm just going to fire some off and just throw out whatever comes to into your head. Okay, what was the last thing you Googled?
Maybe Liverpool, my favorite soccer team.
Good one. Okay, Liverpool. Android or iPhone?
iPhone.
Okay. Name a book that has had a big influence on you.
Wow. I like 1984 when I read that when I was younger.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
That freaked me out a little bit when I read that book. What person living or dead would you like to grab a drink with?
My dad.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's nice. What is the strangest gift you've ever received?
Strangest gift. Wow. Oh, I don't know. Strangest.
Weird Christmas socks?
Yeah, that's a tough question. I don't know.
Sorry. Okay. What would you say is going to be the highest price for gold in 2020?
I think maybe between $1,700 and $1,800. I think we'll see in 2020.
Okay, nice. How many times do you go to StockOS.com to check your bull boards every day?
Yeah, I'd like to go on there and see what the shareholders, investors are saying. And it's, yeah.
Excellent. Okay, good stuff. And what is the best advice you've ever received?
Best advice I've ever received. Wow. I don't know, you got some tough ones today.
Could be anything.
You know, just, like just be nice to people and always be nice to people. And, you know, it takes a lifetime of building your reputation, but only a moment to, you know, if to ruin it. So always just be honest with people and, you know, reputation is really, really big.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that's an excellent piece of advice. I will heed that myself as well. Thanks so much for playing with us, Richard. It's great to just sort of warm up and get to know the CEOs a little bit better. It's always nice to get sort of an insight into thought leaders in the space and sort of find out where your head's at and where you're coming from. It's fantastic. Let's start to talk a little bit about your company, Black Tusk Resources. It's a Canadian-based mineral exploration company, and you're focused on gold development in world-class mining regions in North America, specifically. You have a few exploration projects on the go right now, but you've recently made a new acquisition. It's called the Mackenzie East Gold Project. Can you give us some insight into that new project for you?
Yeah, we're really excited. It's our flagship project that we've just recently acquired. It's in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt of Quebec. Val-d'Or, the town of Val-d'Or, is we're just to be exactly precise of where we are. We're a 20-minute drive north of Val-d'Or, and Val-d'Or is very, very active mining town.
Famous.
I mean, it means Valley of Gold in French, right? Val-d'Or.
Exactly.
So it's pretty amazing area to be operating in. It's fantastic.
Great. Yeah. So what is this new project? What's that looking like?
Yeah, it's a high-grade gold project. Actually, Monarch Gold is 2 kilometers east of where we are. They have their deposit. So so you know where the players are in our area.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Gold Valley and Goldsmith projects as well in that area?
Yep. We have a property in British Columbia as well, and a second project in Quebec in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. So we have three gold projects in our company.
Okay, and how active are you with exploration moving into 2020? What's going on in those?
Yeah, last year we did a drill program on our Golden Valley project, and this year the plan is we're gonna fly a mag survey over our Mackenzie East project, and then once those results come back, we'll have some structures defined for drill targets, and we'd like to go in there and drill. I'd say maybe we're shooting for spring, summer of 2020 with the drillers. We have already a good relationship with them from working with them in the past. And we have the infrastructure and the team, and the drill is all up in Val-d'Or in the warehouse there. So we got the team put together. Yeah.
Okay. So you're pretty close to getting ready to go to roll then.
Yeah.
Are you financed for that?
We've done some financings here at the end of the year, flow through financings, which we'll use for expiration in the new year. And, I mean, I think we'll probably end up doing another financing maybe in the spring here around PDAC, just because, okay, you know, it's gold is really a hot sector right now. And I get calls all the time about people that want to finance us. So I wouldn't be surprised if we did something here in around PDAC.
Okay, great. Okay, that's something for investors to look out for as mm-hmm. well. Hopefully we can make mention on StockUs.com of that when mm-hmm. that is actually public as well. Let's talk a little bit about the current gold markets. Mm-hmm. What do you see happening for gold in the first 6 months of this year? It's been bit of a bumpy ride. So
yeah, I mean, you have there's been a couple main catalysts. I mean, the US dollar has come off a little bit and the gold price trades inversely with the US dollar. So as the US dollar's chart has been, you know, rolling over, that's actually been pushing the gold up. And also this with the US and Iran, the tensions that are going on right now, that's another yeah. thing that's. And then there's, I would say, with the elections in the U.S. coming up in November, people don't know what's going to happen. Is it going to be a new government or not? So it's uncertainty, and gold usually likes the uncertainty, right? Because it's a safe haven the dollar.
What are your thoughts on politically what's going on in the U.S. for November?
You know what? I don't know. It's a touchy subject because you'll have people that are, you know, want to keep it the same, and there's other people that want somebody new. Yeah. So, I mean... It's a tough question to answer because I might some people might like my answer, some people might not.
Well, it's fair enough. That's the way it goes, right? That's why there's different parties for different people.
Exactly.
So there you go. Yeah. No, it'll be definitely very interesting, especially for the economy and capital markets for sure, to see sort of what happens
big
as
time.
We move towards November. We got a few months to sort of figure it out, but we'll see. We'll see what that looks like. So you are operating in the prolific Abitibi Greenstone Belt.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit and just sort of tell us what that project is looking
yeah,
like?
Yeah, we love the area. I mean, Quebec is very, very friendly towards mining. They're incentify, you know, they really want people to spend money in the ground in their province. And they're, it's politically, it's very good to work in. And there's, I think, some of the biggest mining projects in the world have come out of the Abitibi Greenstone Belt in Quebec. There's been millions and, you know, hundreds of millions of ounces of gold that have been mined in that area. And on the Ontario side as well, it's just a fantastic place.
Can you name maybe some of the larger companies that have come out of that?
Yeah,
area
you have Agnico Eagle, and you know, you have Osisko, and just major mines. I mean, the Malartic mine is, you know, that's a half an hour drive from where we are. They moved the whole town because it was sitting on one of the biggest gold deposits in the world.
Right.
And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. So, and you're very close proximity to all of these things.
We are. Yeah. Well. They're all surrounding us. We're right in the smack in the middle of all these major gold projects.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, it's definitely a good location to be in for sure. So you are talking about rolling out this drill program for 2020. Can you sort of walk us through what that's going to look like and the stages, like where are you at exactly? And sort of what are the stages that you need to go through to actually execute on this drill
program? Yeah, there's a few steps that we're going to roll out in the coming weeks. Our exploration plans. So our geologists will be, we'll definitely be putting our game plan together for 2020. I think we're going to do our mag survey and then we'll decide then where to drill, if we're going to drill right away.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Sounds like a plan. Basically, can you let our shareholders know how your share structure looks right now? Why they might want to be doing some more due diligence on StockUs? Just as an aside.
Yeah.
I have some notes off your bullboards actually. So mm-hmm. for investors to go to bullboards@stockus.com, but you've had some pretty positive remarks. For example, High Gold said, yep, Tusk stock is going to go crazy in January. This is a year-end tax loss selling that has been putting the pressure on the stock for the last couple of weeks, but Tusk is going to be a beast in 2020. So what are your comments and tell
yeah,
us
no,
about
we,
that?
Yeah, no, we agree. We are really excited about 2020. And it's true, we did have some tax loss selling at the end of the year, and then we also did some flow through at the end of the year. That's just normal. It's kind of every year similar patterns, and January usually the market sort of picks back up again, and then in the springtime is usually the best for exploration companies.
Right.
Come March, April.
Yeah.
As the weather thaws out a little bit and people ramp up their programs.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So another comment off the StockUs bullboards were there were a lot of support at 10 cents in September, bouncing up twice from 10 cent support with gold prices up and tax selling over. This person who is Androidness, will they think that they could see a double from your current price in the next few weeks? So that's another just very positive comment.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I agree that we will, I think the shares will trade up, and the chart sort of looks like it has that, that trend on it. And but I don't know how fast the break it'll be. If it's going to be in a couple of weeks, like that person said, or it's going to be a couple of months, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do believe, yeah, for sure, our shares are going to move higher this year.
Lots of upside potential for you guys. And obviously, hopefully gold is moving up. So that's fantastic as well. So just as sort of an end comment, mm-hmm. tell me what the price of gold is going to be in 2020. What's it going to hit?
I think we're going to hit $1,800.
$1,800. Okay. Yeah. We're keeping tabs on all of this. So we're going to have a chart with CEO's predictions that we'll see how that works out. Okay, great. Is there any sort of last information that you'd like to leave investors with, or is anything that they can keep an eye on with Black Tusk?
Yeah, we're just going to continue to grow our company and add new exciting projects into it and keep growing it, growing our portfolio and growing our footprint in the Abitibi even in more. And I think we're just getting started. We're IPO'd 2 years ago and we're still a fairly new company and there's a lot of growth with us.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me today, Richard. It was great to have you on our second episode of Profit. Thanks for stopping by our offices. It's always a pleasure to see you. Happy New Year to
you. Happy New
Year.
Thanks, Cindy.
And yeah, we'll see you soon. There's a whole gamut of shows and ways for investors to connect with CEOs coming up in the next 3 months with VRIC and PDAC. So lots of opportunities for investors. And always, you can check out Black Tusk, T-U-S-K, on the Canadian Securities Exchange on stockhouse.com for any further due diligence that you'd like to do. And Richard keeps everything up to date on there, so you can take a look and see what's going on with Black Tusk. Thank you so much again.
Thanks so much.
Don't forget to like our videos and follow us at Stockhouse on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You'll get updates on all your favorite public companies in North America and every sector of the capital markets. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our investor community on message boards, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, be sure to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities available only on stockhouse.com.